we were, like most young people, enormously looking toward the future, dissatisfied with the past. None of us would consider doing a building that was based on any historical fashion or style. It meant nothing to us. We were throwing everything out. Of course, we would also throw the baby out with the bathwater. And we knew nothing about classical architecture. We took history classes. A.P. Herman, who was head of the school, as I mentioned, was taught that. He did a very good class, too. But we wanted flat roofs, walls of glass, nothing to do with the past. Even in we were so taken with the modern architecture around the world, which was mostly flat roofs at that time, that we would design flat roofs without realizing that they were almost all going to leak. We're in a rainy country here in Seattle, and we ignored it. You can imagine an architect coming to a new area, as Gropius did when he built a house in Lincoln, Massachusetts, which is essentially a box. It has a flat roof and just straight square box, sort of. And I never asked him, actually, how much it leaked. We lived in, my wife and I at that time lived in the house one summer for 3 months when he and his wife left after the war to go back to Germany to see it. They had been gone since about 1936, and this must have been 1946, 10 years later. And the whole character of the world had changed. He built this house, a parallelepiped, not quite square. It was oblong, you might say. And it probably did leak, although I never noticed any leaks inside it while we were there. Of course, that was summertime. But I did several flat roof houses here in Seattle, including my own. And I spent, it must have been 10 or 15 times, up on the roof when it was raining hard with raincoat over my pajamas, trying to find the leaks. Where were they? And after about 10 years of that, it was too much for me, and I put a sloping roof on it over the flat roof, and finally the problem was solved and never leaked since. It also looked a hell of a lot better with this pitched roof. If you look around you, as Gropius should have in Boston, or rather in Lincoln, every house, every traditional house, had a pitched roof. Wasn't there some reason for that? He could have looked and wondered about it, and he would have found out that the pitched roofs don't leak. The real difference is that a flat roof, when it leaks, it usually leaks a flood, because the whole flat roof just holds the water up there. Whereas a pitched roof, if you have a leak, it's only a few drops, because the rain is directed outside the house. At any rate, there are lots of reasons, and that's why all the other houses are pitched.